You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired.
Hello. The most interesting thing in tech is Alibaba's decision not to go forward with a second listing on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. Alibaba, the Chinese tech giant, is already listed on the New York Stock Exchange, and they're going to do a smaller listing in Hong Kong, or at least that's what many reports said. But now they've decided to not do it. And they've cited the protests in Hong Kong and the unstable market there. And surely that's part of it. There is a lot of instability in Hong Kong, and it is surely a little bit harder to do business there. But it also seems like not a good time if you want to please the Chinese government to do a listing in Hong Kong. So Alibaba's decision is surely partly rational and partly just helping out the Chinese government. What's so interesting about this, though, is that Hong Kong could have had the original Alibaba listing in 2014, but they rejected it because Alibaba proposed one of those dual-class systems where executive shares are worth much more than the shares that are offered. That is something that tech companies in the United States frequently do. It is a way to centralize power so that the CEO, for example, can have a voting control in the company despite having a minority of the shares. The U.S. lets it happen. Hong Kong didn't. As a result, Alibaba listed in the U.S., and now we are where we are. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.